global warming duo.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It appears California and Great Britain are going to sidestep the Bush administration on global warming. The Associated Press says Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Prime Minister Tony Blair will hold a press conference in Los Angeles today. They're expected to announce a new trading market for carbon pollution. The market would set caps on emissions and reward businesses that keep pollution to a minimum. So far, President Bush has rejected this idea. Over the weekend, Walmart got its first labor union in China. The union is, surprise, affiliated with the Communist Party. Jocelyn Ford reports from Beijing.
For 2 years, the All-China Federation of Trade Unions had accused Walmart of trying to block its 30,000 workers in China from forming unions. Walmart has ambitious plans to open about 20 more stores this year, and labor lawyer Lester Ross says having a union could make it easier to get government permission.
If Walmart wants to expand its business in China, it's politically preferable to satisfy the All-China Federation of Trade Unions rather than to be on their enemy list.
It's not a trade union as Americans know it. China doesn't allow independent unions, and unions in China don't play much of a role in negotiating better wages or benefits. They do things like arranging social outings, and they also provide political education. Ross says the Communist Party wants workers at private companies like Walmart to sign up for the official union because it's afraid if they don't, they might form their own political group. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
Stocks start the week coming off a big rally. The Dow climbed 119 points Friday, 1%, to 11,219. The Nasdaq jumped almost 2%. Today, Japan's Nikkei had its highest close in 3 weeks. The social networking site MySpace has hooked millions of young people in this country. But what about the older folks? They want to socialize too. And so today, the founder of Monster.com launches a new site targeting baby boomers. More now from Amy Scott.
The new site may have a couple things working against it. There's the name, eons.com. Marketing consultant Chuck Underwood says boomers don't like to think about age.
Eons has that kind of aging overtone to it that is so often a deal breaker with the baby boomers.
Studies also show that boomers use the internet to shop or do research, but they socialize elsewhere. On the other hand, Underwood says more boomers are single in their later years than any generation before them, so they may be keen to connect with their peers. If Eon succeeds in attracting them, marketer Brent Green says advertisers will take note.
You could go to a website and ostensibly reach 10 million people between 50 and 60 to just make up some numbers. Wow.
Aging boomers have an estimated $2 trillion in the bank, and Green says they like to spend it. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Are your breakfast eggs done yet? I mean, how can you tell? A British company has come out with an egg that turns darker while it cooks, so you can see if it's hard-boiled or soft-boiled. It uses something called thermochromic invisible ink. That sounds tasty. This is Marketplace. Infosys is 25 years old. It was India's first global company, and today it'll ring the bell on the NASDAQ. This is more now from Miranda Kennedy.
Infosys became the first Indian company of any kind to list on a U.S. stock exchange back in 1999. It set a precedent. Dozens of Indian firms have since followed suit. Nandan Nilekani, the CEO of Infosys, says the company's broken ground in many ways since India began economic reforms 15 years ago.
One of the hopes of that reform process was that homegrown companies would become globally competitive. And Infosys, in a sense, is a paradigm for that.
Today, Infosys has become a bellwether for India's surging economy. So much so, the country's finance minister said yesterday that India needs to replicate it many times over if it's to become a global business destination. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. And by Reuters, reporting from around the world, every day, every hour, every second. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Several shareholders of HCA are suing the hospital company to stop a huge takeover. A group of private equity firms is buying HCA for $21 billion. This kind of deal, taking a big public company private, is popular right now. I asked Newsweek's Alan Sloan why.
The benefit to the public shareholders is they get some sort of premium price. The benefit for Wall Street and the companies involved in this is immense. The money is raised on Wall Street, which gets a fee for helping raise the money. Then there are, of course, the deal fees involved in advising and arranging the transaction. Then, because the transaction is done mostly with borrowed money, Wall Street gets all sorts of fees for placing the borrowed money. And in a batch of cases, including HCA, Wall Street takes a piece of the buyout. This is much more lucrative for Wall Street than if, say, another hospital company were buying HCA and trading its stock for HCA stock. The fees and the potential profits to Wall Street are much higher this way than in a standard corporate takeover type thing.
Well, this HCA deal is basically a leveraged buyout. Maybe you could explain what that is, first of all.
It's a purchase of the company using borrowed money as a leveraged buyout. And back in the late 80s, if you remember that long, there was another leveraged buyout boom. And now we have big deals all over again. The difference is this time they use the term private equity for the most part. And instead of one firm doing these deals, they're doing one private equity firm or one buyout firm doing these deals. They gather in a pack, like, I guess, hyenas, and they combine to buy these companies. And I guess that way there's less risk for everybody, and they don't get into a bidding war with themselves.
But I seem to recall a lot of those leveraged buyouts you're talking about from the 80s, they failed. They didn't do so well. So why is there a rebirth of this?
Because A, nobody remembers the 80s and 90s, and B, the stock market has not been too great in recent years. Private equity has earned much higher returns than the regular stock market has. So various trend-surfing investors say, gee, private equity's made all this money. Let's put our cash into private equity instead of the boring stock market. So all sorts of money is now going into private equity firms to invest, and the firms have to invest it, so they got to buy something, so they buy this. But it's inevitable now that these deals are going to get bigger and bigger, and then one day it's all going to come apart because this is the way Wall Street is. And the next story they'll be telling will be some new story about how you can make money in a new and different way on Wall Street, which will in fact be some form of an older familiar way. They'll just dress it up with a new name.
All right, Alan, thanks a lot.
Anytime, Scott.
Alan Sloan is the Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.